This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
911, what's your emergency, eh? It's the Biggest Little Peace app this side of the North Pole, and it's coming up next, right here on APN.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Business Development Manager for Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
If you start feeling woozy on the ice fields near Dawson in the Yukon Territory, you dial 911. If you're trekking to the North Pole near Ellesmere Island and you slip into a crevice in the ice, you call 911. If you fall out of your dog sled in Baffin Island, you call 911. The Parks Canada system has 38 parks across the 24 different ecological areas in the country. If you dial 911 from within any of those park systems, your call is going to end up in a quaint two-person little peace app nestled deep within the Jasper Park system, just outside of the town of Jasper in Alberta, Canada. Now, when your call is answered, your information will be taken and then given to the park wardens, if within their jurisdiction, or you will be transferred to the appropriate RCMP agency or one of the fire or medical companies. If your call is serious and you require some air or medical evacuation, you'll be sent down to STARS, who is the national contractor for Canada and provides airlift services. The call takers in Jasper have a challenging job because they literally deal with the entire spectrum of calls across a huge geography. Those calls can be from callers on an expedition to the North Pole on satellite phones, and by the way, they dial them on the designated 780 area code number, as there is no 911 service on satellite phones, to hikers along the National Park System trails who slip and fall or experience other medical traumas. In fact, while we were here, there was a medevac by STARS of a dog that was trapped in one of the crevices on one of the canyons. Despite the relatively small size at Jasper, they've got a huge task at hand, providing a lifeline for people who are having a bad day in an enormous geography, where help might be 24 to 36 hours away. That's right, 24 to 36 hours in some of the more remote areas. Joining me on the visit to the Peace app were some team members from the Alberta Emergency Management Agency. In fact, we had a podcast with those guys just the other day, who are currently visiting Peace apps across Alberta as they define a new grant program that'll start distributing some funds collected by the new wireless levy on each of the cellular telephones in the area. Now, some other responsibilities of the AEMA is to define standards for operation, and they were able to see firsthand where a peace app like Jasper had some unique challenges that may not fall into a standard list of how things are done at other agencies. A classic example was how the phone was answered. Recently, the policy was changed from 911 is your call, police, fire, or medical, to 911, what is your emergency? And it was prominently noted on a small blue post-it note on each terminal to remind the call takers of the new change. That decision was based on the typical caller at this agency not always being able to make the service decision. It's a car accident, which is a traffic or police incident, but the urgent request is for medical assistance for the injured parties. Now, another center that doesn't perform dispatch services may need to answer the phone with 911, do you need police, fire, or medical? Because they're going to transfer the call. Now, as I watched the calls come in, both on the 911 lines and the admin lines, it became quite apparent that this agency suffered from technology creep and no budget to obtain what they really needed. It was obvious that they purchased one solution one year, then fixed another aging functionality the next, and what they were left with was disparate technology that had no real master plan of operation. The telephone was just a telephone, and although there was an information dump into the CAD, there were no telephone call controls on the CAD, which forced the call taker to multitask using multiple pieces of equipment. Simple telephony controls with functions like hold, transfer, and line selection, and maybe even a speed dial, would have provided tremendous efficiencies to that workflow. Now, on the positive side, the government of Alberta has got money to invest in 911 centers coming from that new 911 tax levy on wireless devices. And they're not just going to go blindly spend that money. They created and sent out a task force to interview the agencies and define what is actually going to be needed. They're also making sure that the application process is not an impediment to the process and that PSAPs have a simple and manageable means to request the funds. Be sure to check out the podcasts I did this week with Dwayne Lemisky, the grant policy advisor of the 911 program, and Andrew Renfrey, who's the manager of the overall 911 program. You can catch those podcasts on avaya.com/APN. So not only was it a beautiful trip to one of the most stunning areas that I've ever visited, once again I saw a little different side of the industry, but a very important one that covered a fairly good chunk of the planet with just a few dedicated and talented folks. The E911 Talk podcast is brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Danielle Peretti. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugeni. APN legal correspondent, Martha Beyer. And the official APN voice dude, Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN program and creative director. You could follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN or using #APN. And be sure to check out our new landing page at avaya.com/APN, where we've just added some new keyword search functionality. For the Avaya Podcast Network, up here in beautiful Jasper, Alberta, this is Fletch. Take care, and we'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.